Hare Rama, Rama Rama, the divine 30th anniversary of the disappearance day of our beloved Gurudev, Nityalila Krishna, Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtota Sita, Sri Shiva, of Vaishadana, the Bhakti Vidyanath Swami, Sri Prabhupada. We are continuing with the glorification of our divine master, which we heard from the lotus bloom of our beloved Gurudev, Sri Prabhupada, the Nine Mother of the Lord. And from his, also from Sri Prabhupada, senior most Western disciple, Sri Prabhupada, Shalini. And as we do every year, we continue with the glorifications by Sri Prabhupada's directly initiated disciples, of which we have a long list, as usual, this year. And every year, so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of our beloved Gurudev. But also we have so many other senior disciples who came just after Srila Prabhupada's personal manifest presence in this world. And they have also so much deep relationship and sambandha with him. So this is truly a day of viraha, separation move. And in this separation move, we hope to feel our deep connection in the true core of our hearts with this most merciful divine personality. So I want to speak only a few words to begin qualification today. And also my seva to all the Vaishnavas to try to give everyone a chance to speak. The only way that we will be able to accomplish this is if the devotees can follow the system, which I'm going to explain today. Every year we have a problem because some people don't get to speak, but others take a very long time. And I don't know. So I'm not going to do that this year. But I just want to say that we're going to follow a strict. Nobody is going to be an exception to this, no matter how inspired they are. That's the problem. Because if we speak, get inspiration. And as you hear others speaking, you also feel more inspiration. But you're going to have to hold back a little bit in respect, to give respect to all. And so therefore, I'm telling that you're going to have a limitation of exactly 10 minutes per speaker. At which time, there's going to be a heart call, really, to give you some notice that you're nearing the end. If you can complete at that time, that would be nice. If you want to complete before that, and speak for 5 minutes, 7 minutes, anything. But 10 minutes is the cutoff time, and if someone is in the middle of something, and we'll give a few more minutes, this nice rock here is going to be the final moment. And that's going to come no later than 15. So just something you know, let it end that, so that nobody will feel that their thoughts and their moods are being curtailed, you know? Okay, so that's my reason, my humble request to all. We are going to be having these remembrances probably until, I guess, 12:30 or so. And then also, we will have this evening's programs from 4 o'clock, coming here at 4, beginning kirtan, and beginning the speakers also. And Srila Gurudev, of course, will mercifully come into our assembly at his usual time. And at that time, he will also ask me for the names of the devotees who have not yet spoken like this. So, this way, I'm telling how we want to run the universe. after the disappearance of our school program. I just decided that there are four Cornell mantras. In those Cornell mantras, a very nice encapsulation of the prominent words of this divine personality of our Lord Shri Prabhupada. So I want to just go over that a little bit with you so you can relish and taste the wonderful moods which are expressed in these mantras. The first mantra is similar to what we always have chanted, Namaho Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Prasaya Bhutare. Except that Srila Sridhar Maharaj wrote, Sri Sri Bhakti Vidarta, Prabhupada Daya Kedar, and Namaho. Sri Sri Bhakti Vidarta, Prabhupada Daya Kedar, and Namaho. In other words, he accepted this title that was given to him by his disciples. You know that Srila Prabhupada, he didn't give himself this title, but his disciples requested that they could also call him Prabhupada. And although within the Gaudiya Mutt, the only Prabhupada which is really understood by the name of Prabhupada is our beloved Parvati who gave the Julia of Vishnu, Om Vishnu Tantra, Shiva Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Shiva Prabhupada. But our Prabhupada was the only person that we knew when the Krishna consciousness was brought to Western countries by him. And we didn't know any other Prabhupada, although we knew that he had his Prabhupada as well. So, in the minds and the hearts of all the Western devotees throughout the entire world, and Eastern devotees as well, this divine personality is known as Prabhupada. He is our Shiva Prabhupada. But we should also know that he is really a manifestation, a prakash of Vishnu Prabhupada. Because he expressed that himself many times. And he also expressed that in his prayers that he wrote coming across the ocean on the steamship Jaladuka and in Boston Harbor. And he prayed to his spiritual master. And he glorified Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur by saying that it is by his power, by his great potency, that this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that it will cover the, it will grow to the mountains, it will cover, it will touch the skies, it will look everywhere. This was his mood in his heart. So whenever Srila Prabhupada would be glorified by his disciples, chanting, Jai Prabhu Pada, Jai Prabhu Pada. When he would hear this, he would remember his Prabhupada. That was his mood. So, therefore, the first mantra, the Mahā of Vishnu Pada, I have Vishnu Pristai, who is a nation, she must not be in the Prabhupada, I have taken the Mahā. And the second Pranam mantra, he said, Guru Bhakti, Shishi Karyam Shaktyamesha Shalupani. Guru Bhakyam means the border of his guru. Taking the border of his guru Maharaj, Shishi Karyam upon his head. Taking the border of his order, that you should go and you should preach this message of Mahaprabhu in the whole world in English language. So, taking the message, the order of this guru upon his head, then Shaktivesha Samutri. What happened then? Srila Srila Raja praying, as he came across the ocean, as he was undergoing the tremendous difficulty which Srila Prabhupada told this morning, that he almost died, almost left this world. Having a heart attack, 8 days, he did not make any entry in his daily diet, but divine power that came down. That is called Shakti Amit. When the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in some particular form comes down into the Jiva soul and empowers it in a particular way that is called Shakti Amit. Amit means to be completely absorbed in. So all of these Jiva. But now, the direct power of the Supreme Lord is moving within him, and therefore he is called Shakti Bhavesh, because he's carrying that potency. Srila Sridhar Maharaj made this declaration. Srila Gurudev also made that declaration this morning. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj explained what kind of potency, which potency, because Krishna has multi potencies, innumerable potencies, but absolutely with the Krishna. So when he was asked which potency then, Srila Sharmar said, Nityananda Shakti. She is the other person. He is the leader. He is the personality who has inaugurated the mission of Navkata, the marketplace of the Holy King. And this humble service of the Uttarantara coming to the mind of Lord Nityananda, Srila Bhakti Dr. Swami Maharaj, he became empowered by that in order to perform this work. So, Shakti Ramesha, Swarupani, he took the Shakti of Nityananda into his core of his need, and therefore, he manifested the miracle that Srila Gurudev told this morning. Even Srila Sridhar Maharaj admitted that this is not something that any guru will do, any guru will provide a proper guru. It is of such magnitude, it must be the empowerment of the Supreme Lord. Then, Shatavesha Swarupane, Hare Krishna Divantarina, Ashtyam Brahmasakarate. Then he took this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mantra, Paschatya Prachitavati, and he preached it in the Western countries and also the Eastern countries. Srila Prabhupada's pronouncement that he gave to his disciples was Namaste Saraswati Devi. That all servants of Saraswati Goswami, you are preaching the message, the Gauravani, the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Western countries, and you are delivering them from impersonalism, from Nirvisheshvara, and from Shunyavada, voidism, the popular philosophy that we see spreading throughout the whole world, Buddhism and Shunyavada. You came to deliver the Western countries from this. But in Srila Maharaj's pranam that he wrote, he said, Prasjata Prasjata, both Eastern and Western countries, because he touched the whole world. And even India, he came back to deliver India again. Vishwacharya Prabhacharya, take the incarnate word Mahedi. This personality became the Vishwacharya, the universal guru, the universal Acharya, Acharya of the whole world, Jagat Guru. Ditya Karanya Murtai. He became the very divine manifestation and personification of divine mercy. Ditya Karanya, the very divineness of divine mercy. And then she Bhavana Gaturya, he the Kyana Pradaya. He brought the next the sweetness, the Madhurya. Of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Madhurya, He brought the sweet pastimes of Krishna to the whole world and even Jnana presided. He brought the transcendental truth of Jnana, the knowledge that can destroy all ignorance, spoken by the lips of Bhagavan Krishna himself in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then the final word verse, Shiva Shri Maharaj, he comes to the identification of Shiva Prabhupada in terms of his death. Like this morning we heard Shiva Shri telling about the prophet being very high. What is his death? So then he says, Gaura Shri Rupa Siddhanta Saraswati Nishavane Radha Krishna Padam Boja Vrindai Guru Vee. Gaura Shri Rupa Siddhanta Saraswati Nishavane. Who is he serving? Who is he the divine servant about? Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Gaura, Shri Rupa Goswami, Siddhanta, Saraswati, and the servant of Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. As our Guru has told us so many times, Swami Maharaj, Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Maharaj, he is a Rupa Nusha Vaishnava, and this is his greatest glory. And in that deep pool, in the deepest part of his transcendental identity, what is he absorbed in? Radha Krishna Padam Bhoja Vrindaya Vrindaya. He is a bubble seed of Vrindaya, and he is always hovering to taste the nectar of Radha Krishna Padam Bhoja, the lotus, the service of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So this is the beautiful phenomenons coming from another Rupa Nuga, Mahatma Vaishnava, to glorify this divine personality who is here today in this day. So I'm very happy to have the opportunity, as I'm sure all of you are, to be present here in Govardhan, Sri Braj Mandala, the highest place of Braj Mandala, in the association of the highest Vaishnava personality who is preaching the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu today, and to hear from his devoted servitors and devoted servants of our Srimati Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj. So with this introduction, I'm offering my Dhamma now the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and of the lotus feet of all of his servants and all of his future servants. Guru Prabhupada Devi, so I mentioned also that in past years, Srila Gurudev has requested us to also call on certain devotees who are not initiated directly, but they have some bhakti-vrita, Srila Prabhupada. So I'm going to mix as I call on the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. I'm also going to call on other devotees as well, and we'll see how far we can get today. So to begin with the speakers, I want to request Srimad Bhaktivedanta Devi Maharaj to please come and give this glorification for our students.
Once upon a time, stanno a me, loro questo è il gioco.
To resolve the
We think that Shiva Prabhupada, Shiva Gurudev, he comes to this situation il suo governo morale, lei si spiega e vive la sua distanza. And now on your birthday, because when Prabhupada left, you know, the 3, 4, 5 years old, this lady, and now he's preaching to children from 30 years old, 35 years old, 40 years old. So now he's giving the conclusion that Prabhupada wanted to give it. But my mind is, I know it. Prabhupada is serving Gurudev, or Gurudev is serving Prabhupada. What is this extraordinary relationship? Anyway, I pray on this day, I pray that she probably knows the truth, that back to Prabhupada's day, just first after birth, I want to be just as you look at me. So I pray that first after this, first I can be just as you look at me, so she would draw my attention. And you can use the first of all.
My God, I'm a girl, and my mission is to
understand and try to be between our settlement. Actually, so far, I'm one edge about one bathroom at the Lord. So when I met that person, I was he transformed. And I knew this was the first time I had followed. I'm trying to buy a one drop to the car. And it was and it ended up and I was looking for my and that's the same. My soul is in our the Nine Association of Nevada, which is going down to Nevada. And I'm learning that Krishnabhata is very deep and very profound and very wonderful. Please bless me that in this lifetime I can become a worthy servant of Krishnabhata. And the Father, very loving it. And he raised his hand, and he said, so be it, so be it, so be it. So, his name, very wonderful, the Lord is present. I would tell you, say to all the Lord, the hardest thing about, the most austere thing about the birth of my confession of sitting up here in front of all of you. So, here we are, taking shelter of Radharani and Parakshitoga, during the month of Radharani, and we have our own Dhirmal Sura, that's the one that comes up in the last week, come up with the number of days, to look at
So, people looking at me, so if family members, if there's any way my small family, then it's me a good family. So, also some of the photographs she was back on, and when she was young, they said, this man, because the house was on the bottom of the road. So I was in a position, and he was working in unison with all the other group and
and also another time, we're going to take a challenge to the
in the family. And there, the CEO said he watched his man suffering. And then he was here for a while. He was from the bathroom, came back, and he thought, oh, my man is just in the same spot. But his man used to cry and was very hot. The same man was now here for his little, before he was his wife. So he became brave, but he was a little bit of 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 a little and I'm coming here to pray and
the evening morning, 10 o'clock, and it was
shop in Dublin in the hot weather. So we all know that hot weather is another increasing of breathing. So even then we were here when we were taking our shop, never going to be met. So it was very amazing. So, one time, a reporter said to him, "Oh, they've got a very nice party, and he is dating me." So he didn't defend at all. He said, "When God comes, they bring him in golden chariot." So he said, "What is this? This is metal, this is rubber. I say it's not one." So he said, "Good for defeating them." And he was very confirming, very quick witches. And one time, one lady came to the quarter, and she was actually biting her whole head. So she had a very short miniature of her. So Prabhupada looked and he said, "Why do you have bare legs?" And he was very quick, he said, "Better warm legs than a cold head, and cold legs than a hot head." So very amazing.
That to the degree that we understand and actually know that temporary. I have no qualification, and I understand now that I really have a duty. That has been stated by so many of us, we're just little babies. And our instructors, the classroom of God, by those who are instructed us, and they're in a shiksha, they're also babies. And you want to know what it is. But in our society, we're very, very different. So Shri Prabhupada was very careful in nurturing our bodies. He was very careful in giving us instruction that we can comprehend and follow according to our eligibility. We did our best and learned this wonderful thing to accomplish. But still, when I look back, I have to realize how little I really knew about him. And it's been said that most of us didn't have the remarkable kind of close and intimate personal relationship, interpersonal dealings that all of you and all of us experience now in the association of Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakura Swami. Srila Prabhupada was running a worldwide mission, expanding. His time was so consumed in management and in book publication that he left most of the personal training and instruction into the hands of his disciples. This was by design. And in the years that after he left, I was feeling somewhat ashamed. But why did I get this kind of association? What was wrong with me? Or sometimes in my sense-filled mind, I was questioning what was wrong with this group. I couldn't understand the divine plan and how to slow the current of bhakti, both on a worldwide and universal way, and in my own life, how it was supposed to be. And there's an incident in my emotional life, a story which was the one time that I had what we call personal association with Sri Prabhupada, a direct conversation. And part of it is very humorous, and Russia's meant it wasn't humorous at the time. But the message of it, I did not realize or begin to understand for many years of talking. But it all came around in the end, and was part of what I'm beginning to understand was Krishna's divine plans for me, and then understanding my microcosm part of that divine plan. I'm just now beginning to understand Krishna's divine plan, Bhakti's divine plan, for this entire world and the universe itself. So using my own little story as an example, I want to explain something about Sri Prabhupada and his place in this great movement and what is happening now. Just need a few minutes. 5 minutes? Okay. So, I'm going to do this really fast. All of us are hankering at Srila Prabhupada's association very much. And we always used to hear him speaking in a wonderful way, the face of some of his disciples, not like he's saying something that in the scientific realm, you can walk on the beach and notice, and he would say something about Krishna consciousness, and then he said, oh, well, the scientists say this. Say, oh, they're not fools, they're fools, and then he would defeat them. And there would be this back and forth debate. And he would do this on all kinds of topics. One of the ways that he was instructed. And I always thought, oh, I would love to talk with Prabhupada. I would love to be able to be with him. There's a saying, be careful what you wish for because you may get it. So one day in 1976, we were in the New York Dock. Srila Prabhupada had come there in December. And Lali Dabra, Lali, had also come there, about 100 of us. And we were all outside and after a darshan. Darshan Prabhupada was sitting up on his beautiful red tiles, his Vyasa tiles, and he was speaking to everyone. And he was speaking on the subject of Chaitanya Charitamrita, of Guru Tantra. And when he was speaking on Guru Tantra, the older disciples, the senior disciples, were a little slow in giving the proper explanations or finding the appropriate references about their big Chaitanya Charitamrita. At one point, Srila Prabhupada became somewhat impatient, and he said, find a reference, and then he could have looked at that time, I noticed all the senior studies started to get back up a little bit, and they stopped speaking so much. So there was a lag in the conversation. Schumacher was discussing the idea of guru and necessity, and he said, discuss this point further. Discuss this point. And this little light bulb went off in my head. Here's a chance for me. I long thought and I hope for opportunity. So I raised my hand and I said, should have thought about it. And I made a very arrogant statement, I thought. And so did so many other people that are in attendance there. And since then, I've read it in the formula. And it's a marvelous statement, question about Guru Dhamma. Because we're Christians, there are two Christians, and I've been to for a while. And I was sort of popped up and proud of myself. There are some who say that you don't need Guru directly, or because you can have a relationship with God or Guru within your own heart. It's a Christian thought that God is inspiring you from within. And so therefore, I don't accept the necessity for the Guru. And I thought, oh, this is good. Now God is going to say something, and then I'll say something back, and then he'll say something, and I'll say something back, and it'll be amazing, and it'll be great. And then Prabhupada just turned and looked at me. And with intense gravity and with the deepest voice you've ever heard, one was like thunder, he said, why would you have said that? Why would you have said that? And I said,
Well, that came to say.
said, yes, you are not a good servant, Prophet. Prophet chastised you for having a defect, and they will cover it and use that as evidence. And this is just made me think I'm unworthy and not God. And Jared was very serious. It affected me deeply for a long time. After I left the movement, I was out for 20 years. And even though I had faith and love to show Prabhupada, I always thought, so, then in 1997, I had an unlimited degree of course of leadership in California, in Tuscan, that's the Bay Area. He came there, and Shabbatani was there, and Chris Alvarez was there, and Bula Patriki was there, and Gopal Krishnapal, and Pandora Mash, and Prabhupada Shore, and all my old friends. And they were brimming with this kind of energy and happiness that I hadn't seen since my early days in Brooklyn, when I was in first grade. And they were so happy in the presence of Srila Gurudev. I had come a little reluctantly, but determined to see who this person was, and having met some of his folks, I think by the way, and so I came and I went into a dojo with Srila Gurudev. The Shalarani was there. She was standing off to the side, and she was introducing different people. And in her lovely, enthusiastic way, she was saying, oh, she would grow up and children in the womb. And he did so much funny, she should have been able to do so much crap on her and on that child. And he produced a lot of that young boy, he came with a woman. And I was just feeling very strong in the image. And Gurudev, he looked at me, he had the most divine, charming smile. And he was chuckling, he was looking at me chuckling. And I'm thinking, oh, Jayaram is too quiet. But she kept on praising, and then Gurudev laughed and he said, oh, I'm not going to do anything. And he called me up. And I walked up to him, and I was so depressed. And this thing burned out of my life. And he said, I'm not a good servant of the media, and I'll actually. The time I got to speak to him, he rejected me. And I was almost crying. And Gurudev looked at me at that time and he said, you did this because he has the greatest of love for you. And when he said this, I felt the problem was right there. It's right there. And Gurudev was stripping all across the sky, except it was the most wonderful, wonderful experience. And I knew that that was without a doubt that the truth God had set me to be with you today. And it took a few years. But when he said, love, kindness, and stuff, encouragement, brought me back.
Thank you.
I offer my wishes for the peace of the people there, to the Lord and the Lord, my beloved people, and our ancestors. I really have a say for the subject, so much of the wonderful gift of the Lord and the Lord of all. It is our wishes. It is not possible without the mercy of the Lord.
CD.
Dandavat.
So we'll join you.
So they're having gonna have RT now.
Okay.
And then we'll send you guys the feed.
Oh, thank you, thank you. So we'll join you again in your evening.
Yeah.
You call me when it starts, please.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay. Dandavat.
Jai Shri Prabhupada. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Jai Guru Dev.